Still to come on the show, Bruce McAvaney will join the show after 5 o'clock, as will Louis chat about five things busy that Port Power need to do in order to turn their season around. One thing that this man hopes doesn't happen this weekend, from the Swans, Teddy Richards. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Teddy. Great to talk to you, mate. Look, congratulations on a great season so far, you personally and also the boys. Massive game of footy this weekend, though, against a Port Adelaide side that needs to somehow flick the switch and get back into form. When you guys, you just need to keep on winning and set up that top two.
Yeah, I guess we're both playing for a lot, and equally we only just played each other, but was it 7 weeks ago, yeah. And had a pretty fierce contest there. So both playing for a lot.
Mate, is that bizarre that the nature of the draw gets you up so quickly again?
Yeah, it is strange. Whereas there's teams like St Kilda and the Bulldogs, I don't even think we've played them this year. So we've got a pretty quick turnaround, and that's just the way it is.
Hey, Teddy, obviously you're talking with Dale Lewis, a former Swans superstar. Now, the locker room, number three, do your boys walk past and just give a bit of a touch before they run on the SCG? has he rated amongst the Sydney Swans faithful? Because over here in Adelaide, he's got the swagger. He thinks he owns Adelaide. But, you know, what's the verdict on Dale Lewis, left foot outside wingman?
Well, I'm very privileged in that I've got number 25, which is Barry Round's number, the club legend. And, I know whenever I ask Jared McVeigh how he feels to have number three, the first name that he always says is, well, it was Dale Lewis.
Oh, no, Teddy.
Well played, Teddy, well played.
Oh,
I tell you what, and look, and as I've said to Ted on several occasions, I won't hold it against Jared. He didn't ring me and ask for it, but as Teddy would know, as a great historian, Nick Daffy wore it for one game. I said, and I did the Kerry Packer. I rang the club. I said, get him off the ground and get him off TV in my jumper.
Oh, Teddy. Now, Port Adelaide, mate, their big focus this weekend, and you guys are the number one specialist at it, contested ball. That'll be Kenny Hinckley's message this week, mate, and they're going to come out firing Port Adelaide, so no doubt you boys will be expecting that.
Yeah, exactly right, Jarvis. We know they are, and I think they also beat us in contested footy, along with quite a few other key areas last time too, so... we were fortunate enough to get over the line. I think we kicked more accurate last time. But like I said earlier, we know what Port can bring, and we're going to be ready for it.
Teddy, much fun is centred around the Bondi Billionaires. Are you in there yet? Are you on the periphery? Where you sit with that lot?
Being at full back, I know I'm a long way away from the Bondi Billionaires, but I think it's just a bit of fun that... someone's come up with, and we do have a bit of banter with it at the club, with in particular with Kurt Tippett and and Buddy, which is no surprise there. But that's just something that externally people talk about a lot, but internally, once you're in the club, you're inside the club, and there's two other players.
Mate, on a serious note, Kurt and plus Buddy, they've come into the club and just fitted in beautifully.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate we haven't been able to get those guys firing at the same time, probably as much as we'd like. Either of them being out at certain stages throughout the year. So Buddy was a late withdrawal last week, but yeah, he'll be back in probably this week. And it's just when those guys are firing and in form together, it's a very hard forward line to match up with.
Talking to Swans fullback Teddy Richards, been a wonderful player. Teddy, Port Adelaide fans, can we expect to see Buddy Franklin and Dan Hannanbury available this week against Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval?
I hope so. Both of them trained pretty well today. So I think we are awaiting the team to be known.
Yep.
What is it? Probably about an hour and a half or something like that. But all I can say is for how both those guys trained
really well
today, that I'd assume that they'd be...
Yep. They'll be playing.
Teddy, one last one. And again, thank you for your time today, mate. Really appreciate it. Ryan O'Keefe and Tom Mitchell. What's happening there? We've seen that Pebbles has gone on the record, wants to play again next year. So where's he at with his footy, and is he knocking the door down? And also young Tom Mitchell.
Yeah, so they're actually quite different circumstances. Unfortunately for Tom Mitchell, he's had quite a lot of injuries, and just as he's coming back, and he might be playing, you know, had 1 week of training and then maybe play a half of the reserves, he's had another setback. So poor Tommy's had an incredibly frustrating year in that he hasn't been able to get out there and string games together. So he's never really been able to get match fitness. And I think Tommy's aiming to play half a game in the reserves this week. Whereas Ryan, unfortunately for Ryan, we've got some key mids that are have jumped ahead of him and playing really good football, so much so that they're probably our best players this year, in particular Josh Kennedy, Luke Parker, these guys that are have really, I guess, made the spot theirs. And you know, whenever our young guys had the opportunity to come into the team, they've played well too. So I know it's been an incredibly frustrating year for Ryan, and I can't say what's going to happen at the end of the year, but I'm sure that, you know, he's been, you know, very annoyed as well, because he hasn't had, you know, the year that he's wanted.
All right, mate. Well, good luck. Don't want to put too much pressure on you and the boys, but don't let me down, because Jars will not let me forget it if we get rolled this weekend. All right. So I just need a good, steady performance. Doesn't have to be 7 or 8 goals. Just 2 or 3 might be nice. And you take about 10 clangers down the back, big hangs, and just kick ass.
I'm just happy with a win too.
Yeah.
See? Good on you, Teddy. Thanks, mate.
Teddy Richards from the Sydney Swans there on the rush hour.
Yes. See what I did there? I didn't put too much pressure on him.
No, you didn't.
Just enough to. Teddy knows how to get the
and
job
still
done.
Much loved.
Yeah, how you about are. That? Jeez, I owe him some cash for that.
It's 104.7.
That was a very surprising response.